This is Mika from Magdalena Bay, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Hello, I'm back. This is Jill Young with BeanTunes Radio. And as Mika from Magdalena Bay just said, this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to my show. It's Sunday, it's 4 p.m. Unfortunately, it's getting dark outside, which really sucks for everyone. I think someone's trying to call me. So if you're the caller, I'm trying my best to pick up the phone. If you have an urgent message for me, I recommend putting your information in the chat on our website at wmfo.org/djchat because the phones are being a little silly right now. Anyway, I will try my best to resolve this phone situation. we're working on it, okay? Anyway, today's show is all about Magdalena Bay. I went to go see them yesterday, and I am like in a huge Magdalena Bay moment. So that's what the content of today's show will be. I'm not just going to play them. There will be other music today, so stay tuned for some pop and maybe some like other stuff, but mostly pop music because that's what I want to play today. And it's dark outside and colds, so we need like some lightness and brightness and happiness in our lives. So next up is one that I saw yesterday in show, in concert. It was so amazing. Magdalena Bay is like, they're just so good. I've seen them twice now. And they were better the second time. They moved from the Sinclair, which is a very small venue in Boston, Cambridge area. And then yesterday I saw them at the Royale, which was a huge jump for them. They like have really, done a lot in the past year, which is awesome and crazy for them. But yes, they were like so much better yesterday than they were in February, which is pretty incredible because I had a great time in February. I saw all the same people there too, which was great. Anyway, this next one is called Mine. It's by Magdalena Bay, and I hope you enjoy it.
I've been waiting for something in time, waiting all the cause.
That was Computer Love by Kraftwerk. I'm back to give you guys a little PSA. Speaking of computers, have you ever asked the question, why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. That's really good advice. I think people should be more thoughtful about their computer cameras. I don't cover my computer camera, but I use it too much because I'm a huge fan of the photo booth. So I don't need to cover it. It's okay. The government can know what I do in my free time or in my computer time. Anyway, that was one from Kraftwerk. Before that, I played one from Sebastian, who is a French electronic musician. Just imagine yourself listening to that sort of like Baroque glitch house music in like a full Downton Abbey outfit. I feel like that'd be super cool. Someone should like have a party like that. I think that would be really awesome. I don't know if anyone else really like sees my vision on that, but that's okay. This next song is from Delight. I love Delight. It's funny saying that. Anyway, this song is called Bittersweet Loving, and a funny little thing about this song is that it appeared on a Spotify playlist that was made for me, which was called Hyperpop, or 90s Hyperpop Mix, which is funny because 90s Hyperpop is not a real genre. But somehow Spotify like made that up and then put this song on that playlist. And it's a great song, but like 90s hyperpop also doesn't really exist. So do with that what you will. Anyway, this song is called Bittersweet Loving, and it was released in 1994 on the album Dewdrops in the Garden. I hope you enjoy it. We'll be right back. Was one by Vegan called iPhone Menace, which is a great song title. I don't know if I would consider myself an iPhone menace, but I spend a lot of time on my phone, so maybe. Anyway, the one that I played before that one was one from Caracara Bonito called Flyway, from the album Time and Place, which is an album that I really love, and I always forget that I love it until I listen to it again. And it somehow just like appears in my life every once in a while, and becomes like a really big thing for me. I have another album like that in my life is Jai Paul album, which just like sometimes I just like become reminded that it exists, and then it becomes like my entire life for a couple months. So I'm imagining that Caracara Bonito will become my central figure in my life for this next month, I guess, this holiday season. Anyway, this next song is one that I actually don't really know that well. I just found it this morning. It's called Mushroom Compost, which I think is great. I'm in my mushroom era. I actually used to not really like mushrooms, and then now that's like my main kin aspiration. I would like to make kin with mushrooms. And I would like my feet to look like mushrooms. So I have a lot of, I've been purchasing shoes exclusively that like make my feet more mushroom. So yeah, this one's called Mushroom Compost, and it's by the artist Yu Zeke. Yeah. With sounds of recognition in the background. Anyway, here it is. This is Mushroom Compost. Hello, that was one from Magdalena Bay called Cherry. It's the Danny L. Harrell remix.
Oh my god.
Adore. Love. Adore.
Adore him. Shout out to Broken Flowers by Danny L. Harrell.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, because honestly, that song and Pink and Blue by Hannah Diamond, revolutionary.
Mm.
Absolutely revolutionary.
Yeah.
Never done before. Amazing. Perfect. Speaking of things
that are never done before, amazing, perfect.
I think actually it's none of those three things that I just said.
Maybe. Well, imagine. Okay, just keep going. Let's keep this.
Well, I think that now that I've been describing it, and they're also very acoustic songs. They're not danceable at all. They're really chill. I think that the songs are also they're very singer songwriter core, very stomp clap.
I don't know who we're talking about now.
We're talking about Pink and Blue by Hannah Diamond.
Oh, okay, right.
There's no electronic music sounds in it at all. It's just a man with a guitar.
Stomp clap.
That's what Pink and Blue by Hannah Diamond is. Sorry, this is not funny to anyone except for me. Anyways.
But if we were to speak of something that was life-changing, never done before, awesome, amazing,
moon jellyfish.
Moon
jellyfish. Not just jellyfish in general. Moon
jellyfish. I don't know what the difference... What is a moon jellyfish?
A moon jellyfish, well, first of all, they're not really venomous. You can touch them. They're quite round, and they have a little flower on the crown, and they're fairly translucent. Transparent. Okay.
Transparent.
Yeah, well, they are translucent. You can see them, but you can mostly see through them. They're very flat. They're like round discs.
Okay.
If you recall the WMFO poster that I made last year for the first Dish Roof show we had last year.
It was a moon jellyfish.
And the QR code
I do
linked
remember.
To a yeah. live stream of a moon jellyfish tank at an aquarium.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're my favorite animal.
I for some reason, jellyfish don't seem like animals to me. They're just like, they're just...
Well, they're beef. Not. They're just...
What are they?
They're...
How would you classify jellyfish?
Jellyfish are pure affect. Jellyfish are pure love.
Pure, yeah. You can't even 100% make kin pure with love. Them because it's
isn't
just
that like... isn't that a song, 100% pure love? I think that's like a late... Is that 100%... Pure love song.
I don't
by
know.
By Crystal Waters.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I don't know
but
who
that is.
But
that's, is that a song about jellyfish then?
No, but I think the song was on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh. That's, do you watch Drag Race?
No.
Oh, okay. We have another guest, I think, on mic three.
Oh.
I heard jellyfish.
Oh, no.
Hold on.
We're already speaking, so this person cannot be on mic three.
I see.
They will have some jellyfish input maybe next time around.
Yeah.
Too bad. So yeah.
Well, I make kin with jellyfish.
Do you?
Yeah.
How in your daily life are you making kin with jellyfish?
Well, when it's windy outside and it's really windy, I just go and I stand and I wear really big dresses so that I can't actually walk because I'm too weak to fight against the force of the wind in a large dress. So I'm very much like a jellyfish caught in a tide.
Mm. I love that.
Thank you.
I think we should really, I should think of more ways to make kin in my daily life.
I also think that when you spin too much and you get really dizzy, that's making kin with jellyfish.
Do you think they're dizzy all the time?
Well, I think that they have no brain.
Is there a center of gravity in it? Because they're
I think
in water.
They just, well, I was going to say, I just don't think they have a center of gravity. So I think that to be a jellyfish, you must be comfortable living without a center of gravity and living in a world where you get to exist and do nothing more.
So and true.
I think that living in a perpetual state of dizziness is a way to...
Vertigo.
I think vertigo is living like a jellyfish.
Did you watch Arrested Development?
I didn't, but I did watch Vertigo.
That's a better Vertigo pop culture reference. Brilliant, just brilliant. Okay, this next one is from Caroline Polachek.
Is it Sunset?
It's Door.
Okay, that one's also good.
Yeah, I just was reminded of this song recently, and I, you know, it's Door.
It's Door.
It's Door.
She opens a door.
a door.
A door.
Door, door.
Door, door, door.
Okay.
Door. Play the song. Back in the city, I'm just another girl in a sweater. But bet you will know this signature on a check. Took 10 laps trips round the planet to prove what I wasn't. And the door slams hard behind you when you leave the house of judgment. Been waiting for regret to hit me, some kind of reckoning. I waited for the drop, cause lately the yang comes with kin. Back in the city, I'm just another girl in a sweater. But bet you will love his signature on a check made up to you. Now there's the sunset, salt in the wood, yeah. Sometimes I don't know who I'm singing to. Who is that you? Who I sing to?
Nothing.
guys. We are back. That one was one from Sebastian Tellier, Mr. Wazzo, and Sebastian. Two Sebastians on that track, which is crazy. Anyway, we're about to wrap up the show, so we have some final words for our listeners.
I would just like to use this opportunity to plug my show tomorrow at noon, Global Grooves. If you like French men...
Yeah.
French? Did you say French?
Frenchman.
Garçon?
What's everyone's opinion on Frenchmen?
Are you going to play Francois Hardy?
That's sure. A good question.
His name is Francois.
Her,
sorry.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Ooh. Okay,
goodbye, Bean Tunes.
That was a faux pas. Speaking of French.
Pardon
my French. Do you like any other French sayings?
French sayings?
Yeah.
I don't know any French sayings. Do you mean singers?
Sayings. Faux pas.
Baguette. I like when everyone, every time French...
Voulez-vous coucher
avec moi? Yeah.
C'est la vie,
etc.
I like when every time someone brings up like the language French, there's always a white person who will go, oui, baguette.
Right.
There's always at least one person who will do that. Or then they'll say croissant.
Emily.
And no, they're not French people. They're just random white people. And they'll say every single French word they know. It's like a thing. Like every time the French language is brought up, one white person must say every single word in French they know.
Right.
I had this little song. We went to Montreal this past summer, and I was just struck by all the French there. And I was just saying French stuff.
Yeah,
I was like,
what was the French?
Are you feeling called out by what I just
said?
Yeah,
no, I don't do that. I just it is very fun to say things.
He's feeling a little called out.
I go to Tufts. Every minute of my life is being called out, and I'm okay with that because I deserve it most of the time.
All right, we're going to wrap this show up.
Oui, baguette.
This is Jill Yum, Bean Tunes Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
So
speaking
true.
Of canceled people... This one's called Paranoid, and it's by Kanye West.
Yeah, that's a good paranoid.
Why are you so paranoid? No. Don't be so paranoid. No. Don't be so, baby. Tell me right now, you really wanna spend your whole life alone? A little time out might do you good, might do what's good for we be done for good. Cause I can make it good, I can make it hood, I can make it come, I can make it go. I can make it high, I can make it fly, make it touch the sky, hey, maybe so. All of the time, you be up in mind, check it through my cell phone, baby, no. You wanna kill the vibe on another night, here's another fight, oh, here we go, oh, here we go. Baby, don't worry about it. Lady, we'll go out to the floor.
Anyway, they don't know. Like I do, they'll never know.
You wanna complain about the nights alone. So now you're here with me, stress the gratitude, leave the attitude way back at home. Yeah, you see him look, baby, let him look, give you cold looks, cause we look cold. Yeah, you heard about all the word of mouth, don't worry about what we can't control. All the talk in the world, lost in the world, till you finally let that thing go. You wanna check into the Heartbreak Hotel, but sorry, we're closed. Baby, don't worry about it. Baby, we'll go out to the floor.
Anyway,
hey,
don't know
to the floor.
Baby,
don't worry about it. Lady, don't even think.
about the wrong things, the wrong thing. You worry about the wrong thing, the wrong thing. You worry about the wrong thing, the wrong thing. You worry about the wrong thing.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you something new in modern music.